Singing in Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. Singing and Other Sins is the only radio program in the world that focuses on art song, that combination of poetry set to music for voice and piano. This edition of Singing and Other Sins focuses on the art of the countertenor. I won't get into the vocal technical questions, except to mention that the countertenor uses his falsetto tones in a supported way that allows him to sing without a microphone and even fill an opera house with sound. The only other element of this field I'll note is that the countertenor is not a castrato. Though we don't know what voice Caccini had in mind, his most famous song, Amarilli, Mia Bella, sounds just right when sung by this countertenor. Amarilli Mia Bella by Caccini was sung by countertenor Andreas Scholl with Eden Karamazov archlute. You're listening to the countertenor edition of Singing and Other Sins. This survey has begun with Giulio Caccini, born in 1551 in Italy. Chronologically, John Dowland follows, born in England in 1563. Caccini was famous for re-examining the complicated vocal music of his time and simplifying it so that each word of the poem could be heard. Dowland continued this trend with his lute songs. He wrote the words, played the lute, and sang. Today we generally have specialists doing each task. Now the countertenor's best-known field, the lute song, and a few of John Dowland's songs.
Shall I strive with words to move? What did this hymn not do?
Thousand times to die than for to live thus still tormented, dear. dear, but remember, it was I who for the sake did die contented. Better a thousand times to die than for to live thus still tormented. Dear, but remember, it was I who for the sake did die contented.
We began this set of Dowland songs with Daniel Taylor, countertenor, with Stephen Stubbs, lute. The song was Shall I Strive with Words to Move, which could be the motto of singing in other sins, this time focusing on the art of the countertenor. The second song, Can She Excuse My Wrongs, also by Dowland, was performed by Russell Oberlin with lutenist Joseph Iadone. But you say, what is the difference between the voice of a countertenor and that of, say, a female mezzo-soprano? Let me play one of Dowland's most famous songs, In Darkness Let Me Dwell. One of the performances will be by a countertenor and the other by a mezzo-soprano.
My music.
Two performances of Dowland's In Darkness Let Me Dwell, which was the mezzo-soprano and which the countertenor. The recording you just heard was by Annie-Sophie von Otter, mezzo-soprano, with Jakob Lindberry playing the lute. We opened with the same Dowland song performed by countertenor Andreas Scholl with Eden Karamazov lute. Both singers are superb musicians, and as to which you prefer or recognize as a male or female becomes secondary. The melancholy, which you heard in both of those performances, was a very popular feature of the poetry and music of Elizabethan England. But Dowland could write jolly songs as well.
Say, love, if ever thou didst find a woman with a constant mind, none but one. And what should that in a mirror be? Some goddess or some queen is she, and only she, only queen of love and beauty. But could thy fiery poison dart at no time touch her spotless heart, nor come near? She is not subject to love's bow, her eye commands, her heart saith no, and only no, but no another still doth follow. To her then yield thy shafts and bow, that can command affection so, love is free. So are her thoughts that vanquish thee, there is no queen of love but she, only queen of love and beauty.
Daniel Taylor, countertenor with Stephen Stubbs' lute, in Dowland's Say Love If Ever Thou Didst Find. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and a chance to hear some of the vast field of music sung by countertenors. Dowland's contemporary, William Byrd, didn't write lute songs, but rather songs with viols as accompaniments.
Red music is sweet.
William Byrd's Ye Sacred Muses was sung by Daniel Taylor with the viols of Les Voix Humaines. Following Byrd and Dowland, we encounter Purcell, born in 1659. A countertenor, he could also sing bass. In the following Purcell pieces, we hear two countertenors in duets.
The glories of this day, the glories, the glories.
by Purcell with countertenors James Bowman and Michael Chance and members of the King's Consort. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins and a survey of the world of countertenors. Usually I focus on songs, but the next era in which we hear the countertenor is when he fills in for the castrati of the day. And though composers such as Albinoni, Lotti, and Alessandro Scarlatti wrote for castrati, the most frequently heard now are operas of Handel.
Thank you.
That was Andreas Scholl, countertenor, with Academia Byzantina, directed by Ottavio Tantone. We heard Handel's Dove sei amato bene. We make the huge chronological leap in this Singing and Other Sins countertenor survey to the second half of the 20th century. In the 1940s, Alfred Deller began performing and recording Renaissance and Baroque music for countertenor, and the field began to open. Let's first hear the inspiration for Ned Roram's Tears by Dowland.
Gently waste, but my soul.
more sad fountains by Dowland was performed by Russell Oberlin with lutenist Joseph Iadonne. The words, and to some degree the style, influenced Ned Roram, who wrote Tears, sung by Brian Azawa, with the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra conducted by Jeffrey Kahane. Other composers who used Dowland's words include Ben Weber and Ralph Vaughan Williams. Let's hear another Roram song, this one with no such obvious connection to the past. Performed by countertenor Brian Azawa with the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra conducted by Jeffrey Kahane. This is Singing and Other Sins. The next countertenor you'll hear is Derek Lee Reagan, who gained a lot of notoriety as one of the morphed voices in the Farinelli film. He's African American, so the following song is deeply felt.
Oh,
countertenor Derek Lee Reagan and Moses Hogan piano in the spiritual Let Us Break Bread Together. By this time, countertenors feel comfortable singing the whole field of art songs, including the following Forêt Mélodie, Adieu. Adieu from Forêt's Poème d'un jour was sung by countertenor Daniel Gundlach with Judith Jackson piano. As I said earlier, all songs are possible for today's countertenor.
Thank you.
Latin American songs performed by Philip Cherusky, countertenor. I hope you've enjoyed this countertenor survey on Singing in Other Sins. You can find Singing in Other Sins programs from the past at the archive link at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. Next week, you'll hear recent releases, including songs to the words of Eleanor Roosevelt and Rabindranath Tagore, as well as songs by Szymanowski and George Crumb. This is your host and producer, Gary Hickling. Aloha.